This is tape P730630 being made at Pickery's Pueblo with MM and CD. Okay, Margaret, will you tell us how you met Pat? No, was he living here at Pickery's? So will you tell us in Indian? Tell us.
Don't let me. John, did you put dirt on her eye? Look at her eye. How come she said you put dirt on her eye?
Push this down, the blue light comes on.
Nothing. Thank you. I'm on the earth, on it. Okay, check all on the eat. Eat her, eat it. Gonna cook. I'll make it my, I'm making my own men. Go away, away, then. Oh, it's all.
It's all? Okay, will you tell us in English what you just said in Indian?
Well, I said that. Find him around here. We got married and have kids. Got three kids. And the first one is Andy, my oldest one. And then the middle one is John. And the other one is Joanne. So we've been living okay. And we have no trouble. We don't fight. We eat well and good and healthy. And that's all.
Good, good.
I had unsafe, Tony. My grandma.
And your grandma.
And my auntie.
Your auntie. Do you have lots of family here?
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
And you? I got one brother.
I got one brother.
And an uncle.
What's up here?
Joe Lopez from across.
Joe Lopez is your uncle?
Yeah, up there.
Mm-hmm. Is he living by himself or does
no,
he have family?
With grandson.
With his grandson.
Okay, Cora, would you mind telling us part of that story again about your family?
Oh.
Now that it's working again.
The one that where I have family?
Yeah, the one in Indian. The story you just told us about your family and your husband and your children.
We went on auto. We went to I graduated. I had a waiter until Jen and Alad Ami. The Alad Ami knows how to open. I'm going to go to the toilet early. She had that in on 2 years. We've been. Transport Ami. Wahele ho brope. Achita an e. Hawe wehele. Ele an saute nehele. Chai quil e. Hayo quite me min han kakele. Tamavil huate. Biwa. Achi quite tanat ala macho. Waita tatu chepa. Ahen ha. She could have the wheeling, we would get all that loop. We had all that, I mean, while her broken. And she could daily, in a jar, I mean, transport to the tow hatchet. She could do Miss Galarbe too. Oh.
Okay. Okay, and can you tell us that in English
now?
Yeah,
I have 4 children. One name is George, Isabel. Catherine, Melinda, and they graduate, all of them, except Melinda didn't graduate. So, and then I had Catherine up in Toya with me. I was working over here first at the school for 2 years, and then they transferred me to Toya. And from Toya, where we would stay, and then the school closed up there. And then we went to Holbrook, and then we worked there for 2 years, too. And 2 years that my husband got killed. And so I resigned and came home. And since then, I'm here.
Did you work in these Indian schools that you worked in? Oh, really?
Yeah, with our youths.
With the Utes. Oh, yeah, they're all Ute people. Them. And nobody from around New Mexico or anything?
Especially not all the Utes.
Yeah.
Oh. You see, my girl is married, was married to a Ute.
Yeah.
Catherine was married to a Ute and a year ago while he killed himself.
Oh.
And then she's a widow and with four kids.
Oh, dear. Was this a boarding school that you were working at? The boarding school?
Boarding school. Oh.
Yeah.
And from there, the school closed, and then we went to Holbrook. They transferred us.
Yeah, is that an Indian school too? A boarding school?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's where we were working.
Yeah.
And I was attending. My husband was attending with the boys.
Yeah.
And me on the girl's side.
Yeah.
And after, and one of my daughter was working there too.
Yeah.
Isabel.
And what was she doing there?
She was attending too in the nighttime sometime and during the day. See, sometimes we used to be off in the afternoon until about 2 days afterward, and then we used to go to the night. And that's how we, and after I quit, after my husband died, I quit and I resigned, and since then I've been here.
Yeah. Mm. Margaret, did you go to boarding school?
No, I go to school in Santa Fe.
In Santa Fe? Did you just have to stay there, live there?
No, I just went to school and I came back home.
Oh. Did you go down every day and come back? Or?
No, I stayed in the
dormitories.
Oh. Can you just tell us a little bit in Picarice what it was like to live in the dormitories? You know, what it looked like.
Was it hard to describe when you came back?
How would you, suppose you just came back from, and you were living in the dormitory, and how would you tell Cora what it was like? Will you do that in Indian? Okay, will you tell, describe what it looked like, were there lots of beds, and, what kind of food they gave you and stuff. Will you say in Indian to Cora?
For now, I'm in high five. We're cool, square, cool, looking at Alan, away with Alan, me. Taking not Alan, I'll be all the tight so, call one machine. Go calculate him at that. So, Kane, I'm going to tell you what you mean.
Boyfriend P.
All I understood it, that was Boyfriend Pete. Boyfriend Pete.
Is there an Indian way to say the boy who comes to court you, or the boy you're going to marry?
Okay, can you tell us in English what you just said about the school?
Well, we do it in, we go to school, yes, all day, come home, and then if we have to work in the kitchen, we have to go back to the kitchen or in a dining room, dish room to work, and we serve and all that, and we come home, and if we're not working, we could stay at the building when it's time to go for supper, and then they ring the bells, and we have to go back to supper.
Mm-hmm.
We come up from the dining room and then we start pulling around with the boys until they tell us to go in back. We go in back and we have to do our homework. Or
what did you study?
Oh, like math or science or spelling and make stories, write stories.
Are there words for that in Indian? It doesn't seem like there would be.
Okay, can you tell us in Indian what you studied? What you just told us in English, can you say that in Indian? What you studied?
What to say? I have a feeling there's no words.
Yeah, well, we'll see what she has to say. Now, how would you describe to Cora what you studied in Indian?
I didn't know English.
Yeah, how would you tell her in Indian?
Oh.
Yeah, what you studied. What has she asked you? You know, what did you study in school?
To say in Indian,
yeah.
Like spellings and math is a
bit of Do they allow you to talk Indian in Santa Fe school?
Mm-mm.
No, you couldn't?
If you have somebody, you could go up by yourself.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Were there other Pickery's people there while you were in school?
Well, we were separate.
Were you?
Yeah. So some were higher grades, as well, low. Mm-hmm. We had two buildings,
oh.
And then they stayed down there, I stayed on this other building.
Yeah, and who were the people that you stayed with?
Well, it was Marina and Emily.
Oh, I see. Marina over here that has the children and from Pickery's. Did you talk Pickery's to her?
No, I could, sometimes I never used to see her for some time. She was, sometimes we don't get to see her.
Yeah. Did you ever go to a boarding school? I mean, not to work there, but just to go there?
I went to this Indian school too.
Really? Which mm-hmm. one? In Santa Fe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Was it the same way when you were
no.
there?
Mm-mm.
No. How was it? Can you tell us in Pickery's what it was like when you were there?
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah. Can you tell us in Indian how it was different?
Number one. I poor Mimi.
That's all? Okay, and can you tell me in English now what you just said?
Yeah, one time ago when we used to go to school, that our parents used to go down there
uh-huh.
in the wagon. And they used to take about 2 days from here to Santa Fe.
Oh.
And then from there where they used to come, they used to stay 1 day down there with us.
Yeah.
And then they used to take us to town to shop, you know.
Yeah.
In the wagon.
Oh.
And then from there, where we get home, they used to take us some bread, and they used to take a chili, the one that we don't eat, you know, because those days that we never used to come for Christmas.
Oh, you didn't come home for Christmas?
We never did come for Christmas.
Oh.
Not even. We used to just keep on with the school until June. Our school was in June.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh. And then you come home for the summer? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then we used to come in June, and then used to stay June, July, August, and September. We used to go back to school again.
Yeah.
It was hard those days.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Did you like it at the school?
Yeah, we used to like it.
Yeah? And what did you do there? Did you do the same thing as Margaret did? And study the same things?
Yeah, and we used to go to the... but that those days, there used to be A division and B division.
Oh.
You see, the A division go to school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon, the B And then if it's in the afternoon, go to school, B division, and then they go to school in the morning, the B division.
Yeah.
And then from the afternoon, the A division used to go until the next day, the A division used to go. That's the way it used to do.
Yeah. Well, when the B division was going to school, what was the A division doing?
Well, they were working.
Oh, what kind of work did they do?
Well, they were some up in the sewing room, and then the kitchen, dining room, laundry, at the home building. They used to work those days.
Oh, and what did you do there?
I used to work at, I used to work in the kitchen most of the time, and after we get change, you know, we used to go sometime, we used to go in the kitchen that or the, in the dining room, and at the sewing room too, we used to work there.
Oh, so you worked all places.
Yeah, and the laundry too.
The laundry, yeah.
I work all those, laundry and sewing, kitchen, dining room, so we used to do something when we were in school.
Yeah. Did you, when you were working in the kitchen, were you cooking?
Yeah.
They taught you how to do different kinds of cooking? Oh. And were you very young when you went to school?
Yeah, I used to be, I was about 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, is that when you first went to school?
Yeah, I went to school.
Did you have any kind of school before you went there?
Yeah, I went to school over here too. The day school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went to school over here, the day school.
They had a BIA day school here? Yeah. And what kinds of things did they do in the day school?
Over here, not much.
Not
much? We used to go to school in 8 o'clock in the morning, and used to come for dinner time at 12.
Yeah.
And after that, we used to go, and then we used to get up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I used to stay with my father.
Yeah. Oh, and what did your father do? Did he used to plant and everything?
Yeah, he used to plant wheat and corn and all those things, you know, he used to plant.
Yeah.
And then in September, after all the corns are ripe, he used to cut it, and he used to haul the corn, and we used to husk it even in the night time.
Yeah. Oh, and so you used to help him?
I used to help him.
Yeah. Did anybody else help you?
Yeah, sometimes those Spanish people used to come down and help us.
But they
used to come in the morning and then stay in about till 4, and they used to go home.
Yeah.
And the next day they used to, until we finish.
Oh.
And then when they finish, we used to haul it from the corral to the house.
Uh-huh.
We used to have a shade, you know, so that we can put the corn in there.
Yeah.
Until it get dry.
Yeah.
And after it get dry, we used to put it away or shell it and make it into a cornmeal.
And then what did you do with the cornmeal?
We used to use it. We used to make that, what they call it, atole.
Atole?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Or mash.
Uh-huh.
And we used to use that. And there was paper bread.
Yeah.
There's blue one.
There's blue corn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw some blue corn. And then the other...
And maybe you have seen that atole, what I'm talking about.
What
it's kind of look like a water, you know, we mix it up with that, and then...
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes, I've seen that.
That time, too, we used to make it.
Oh.
We used to use those kind of cornmeal, you know, from blue corn.
Yeah. Oh. Is it making funny noises? Now, can you tell me in Picarice what happens on Fiesta Day? You know, on August the 10th, you know, here at Picarice?
Oh, they have just races. In the morning, they have mass. And about 10 o'clock, they come out, and then the racers go this way, only nearby the house, you know, and they go around there. And they go to race across the river.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, they dance until maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you say that in Picarice for me?
Uh-huh.
How would you do in Indian? Yeah. How would you say that?
Ah, iso chak iso pul me iso chak ko me me po ahle ku kwe a chi kwe te ha I e a hen ha to kwe we ka la hen iso pul le me po na pin au ki chup o he it a ke
oh all that
not long
not long Can you just tell me sort of, you know, not a whole, the whole thing, but a little bit about how you make your pottery?
The whole pottery?
Yeah, in Pickeries.
Yeah.
In Indian. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. How do you, can you tell me that?
That's all.
Very good. Okay, very nice. And will you tell me that in English now?
Yeah, we get the clay and we clean it up and we soak it. And then we soak after we get soaked, well, we drain it. And then we put it outside so it can we drain the water.
Mm-hmm.
And after it's dry, well, we knead it. And then after we knead it, well, we put some, we take it out and then knead it. And then it's ready to make the pottery.
Mm-hmm.
And after the pottery is made, the next day we wipe it so it'll be thin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put it to dry, and then after it dry, we put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And after it dry, we polish them, and they're ready to take them out to be burned. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Did you put it in the same ovens that you put the bread in?
Mm-hmm.
The same oven.
No.
Yeah. No. It's a different
inside
one.
Inside this kind.
Oh, in that kind of oven. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, we take them out.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
Uh-huh.
That's very interesting. Let me all turn this. Okay. How did you learn how to make pottery? Did somebody teach you?
Yeah. Our grandma.
Really?
She's her stepmother.
Uh huh.
And then one time she said to me, "Well, while she was making pottery, or I have been there with her."
Were you a little girl then?
No, I was already married.
Oh, yeah, you were.
And then she said to me, "Well, you better come and help and make your pottery.
Yeah.
Maybe someday I might gone,
uh-huh.
and then you make some pottery, and you can sell it, and you can make little money." She said to me.
Yeah.
And then so one time I came up to help her, and I start making, you know.
Yeah.
And then she said, used to tell me, "Well," she said to me, "it looked like that you're getting ahead of me," she said. "You are fast in making pottery," she said.
"Yeah.
They're not very good, but I'm trying," she said. "Well, that way you can just keep on going and keep you doing, trying, and then you'll learn how," she said.
Yeah.
So one day she put down the mud, you know, and then she dried it and then she fixed it for me. And then she said, "Well, I'm gonna give you some clay," she said to me.
Mm-hmm.
"All right, and you're gonna do it yourself. I'm not gonna tell you no more," she said to me. So she gave me some clay and I soaked it, and then I drained it, and then I drained the water again until it gets, you know, kind of set down, you know.
Yeah.
And then so then I start to. And then she said to me, "Well, you let it dry for a while, and then take it out, and then knead it," she said to me.
Yeah.
"And after you knead it, well, you just start to make the pottery," she said.
Uh-huh.
And then so I did, and then I called her, and then she said, I don't know how I'm doing," she said to me. "You're the teacher," I said. And then she said to me, "Well," I said, "I think you're doing all right," she said. Okay, now after they dry, you put them in a stove, in the oven.
Yeah.
And then that way you can take it out and then polish it.
Yeah.
After you polish it, then you're ready to cook it outside. So that's what I said. She said to me, and then so that's what I did.
Yeah.
And then she used to sit after I put them all together, you know, mm-hmm. I had big fire outside, and she used to come out from the house. They used to live over here at that little cabin.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And I used to burn my pottery outside. And then she came out, and she got a chair, and she said, okay, she said to me, mm-hmm. now I'm going to see if it'll crack, she said. Don't say that, it might crack, I said to her. And then she came out. And she was sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and then all the wood got burned, you know, and then
yeah.
it got burned all around, and then she said, okay, nothing happened, she said, to your pottery is all right, she said. And
oh,
all
cool.
the wood burned, and then it just came down, burned
yeah.
all the ashes, you know. And she said, now you just leave it for a little while, about three or five minutes, she said.
Yeah.
And so I just leave it there, and pretty soon. All right, now you can take it out, she said. And then so, and from there on, I know how to make pottery.
You make your own pottery, oh,
yeah.
how nice.
Yeah.
Are there any young people that are making pottery here?
Yeah, they are.
Are they? Are they
mm-hmm.
learning? Do you teach them?
No, I didn't teach them.
No? Do they have somebody else teach
yeah,
them?
Yeah, they teach them, somebody else.
Yeah.
That's why I own there.
Yeah, well, that's nice. At least people
and
still
here
make pottery.
This Margaret, she never did learn because her grandma was here, you know, making
uh-huh.
the pottery.
Yeah.
Instead of her learning, I'm the one that I learned.
Instead of Margaret,
yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
oh.
why I always tell her, you should know how to make pottery, I said, because your grandma used to make pottery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's the one that taught you
yeah,
how to make it.
Yeah, that's the one
her
she
grandma.
Taught me. How.
Yeah.
I should appreciate what she had taught me.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That's the only way you know you can do it.
Yeah. Do you do anything else? Do you go do any do you make belts or anything
I
like that?
I make belts
do
but
you?
Not too much, you know.
Yeah.
And I can do the beadwork.
Mm-hmm.
And
will you be doing any of that for the fair?
No, I don't know.
You'll just be doing your pottery.
I'm gonna
the
just
fair,
do
yeah.
the pottery. I'm gonna take my pottery stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be very nice. Is Margaret's gonna take some belts down, isn't she?
I guess the one that she was making, I don't know what she did.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
said she was gonna take that back. And then she had to teach them how to put the loom and all that. Just like me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take all my tools down and teach them what we use and what we were supposed to do with our pottery.
Oh. Will other people from other places, you know, others say from Taos and San Juan, will they do the same
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I think so.
And show how
mm-hmm.
they make their pottery
yeah.
too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If they are, well, I might see maybe different way that they're making pottery.
Yeah. Well, they do have different kinds.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
Taos and Picarice
yeah.
look a little bit like because they're the same color.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got San Juan and Santa Clara
yeah.
look a little
Santa
different.
Yeah.
You know, they're all different kinds of
mm-hmm.
pottery. Oh. So you're going to be down there working all day?
Yeah. Not all day.
No, not
just
all day?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
That's just
good.
To start and then to finish it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. then, will you be selling your pottery down
yeah.
there? Would you have to
mm-hmm.
stay there to sell it or
yeah.
somebody, or you just put it there
that
and somebody else will sell
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sell it for us.
Yeah.
Or that way I can do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will they do the same thing they do on Fiesta Day? Do you go to people's houses and eat too?
Yeah.
On the fair day?
But
yeah.
not now. But
yeah.
We have to take our own things
down. Oh, you take your own things down then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be nice. It's running out yet now. And then are you getting ready for the fiesta here?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do to get ready?
Oh, clean up.
My shoe came off.
Ah.